Welcome to the Diving Pod. I'm Aaron Rooney.
And I'm Heath Calhoun.
And as you all know, this episode's brought to you by Sideline Scout. We'll keep it nice and short and sweet tonight because we're looking forward to this episode and recapping the women's NCAA meet. So yeah, make sure you get over to sidelinescout.com. Check out their poolside live.
And don't forget to stop over at divingpod.com. You can sign up for our first ever clinic there. They are sponsored. The host site is Crossbar. They were cool enough to work with us, set up a website, hopefully give everybody a home base where to stop besides divemeets.com, where maybe you can find out some information, things coming up. We're trying to keep it up to date with meets, meet locations, things of that nature. But without further ado, we're going to jump in here and we're just going to kind of recap the women's NCAA Division I championships that just took place and just kind of hit the prelims, consoles, just things that stuck out. It should be a quick hitting episode for you guys on your drive to work and just kind of our takeaways from it. So without further ado, Aaron, I have the prelims up here on the screen if you kind of want to hit anything that stuck out to you, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, women's 1 meter was the first event. That was on Thursday. A lot of the, I would say, kind of known names near the top with Haley Hernandez, Aranza, Jocelyn. Is it Camilla from Florida? Is that how I pronounce that?
I believe so.
Anyway, Nika, that was a little bit of a surprise to me, to be honest. I didn't know that Nika had the springboard prowess that she does, but that was impressive to see her do as well as she did. Margo O'Meara, Elna Westrom. Mm-hmm. That's my bad. I should probably know that. She's from Minnesota. But yeah, I don't know. Women's 1 meter is always tricky because it's super, super tight all the time, mm-hmm. no matter what. The scoring was, I would say, low. And with low intense scoring, the meets are always just incredibly close.
Yeah.
For example, you know, you look at 25th place was 260 and all the way up to, you know, 10th place was 280, right? Yeah. So there's 15 people within that 20 point range. And, that's typically what you see out of a women's 1 meter contest.
Yeah, I thought so as well. Nothing too wild in this that I thought stuck out to me. We'll get more into it when we go to consoles and finals with Haley Hernandez winning the prelim. The consoles, Amelia from Utah ended up winning that, followed by Elizabeth Kay, which we need to give her a shout out. She apparently was the first ever female diver to make a B or A final, and she ended up making both, which we'll touch on later, in Virginia history. So big shout out to her. That's such an accomplishment. That's awesome to see. Ann Fowler getting 16th, I thought was quite interesting. It was just a tough meet. I thought like everybody dove pretty well, and I liked Ann tried to do 305, which I thought was awesome that we're seeing a lot more of those now than we used to. Any takeaways for you in this console?
Yeah. As I was watching it, it was apparent to me that the judges were kind of really sticklers on just technique and beauty and perfection, more so than, hey, this is a big dive, this is really cool, you know, give them the reward for the big dive, which I appreciate. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to reward, you know, the technique and the perfection of the dive. But it was interesting, you know, we'll touch on some little diving fantasy diving that we did during the week, but it was like, you know, I tried to go really big with my list. So I had some really big dives on there, and it definitely like just was not the strategy at all on women's 1 meter.
No. And then, all right, we'll just jump right into finals with, give me one moment. With Aranza defending her national championship on 1 meter, followed by Haley Hernandez, 24 point differential between those two, which is pretty significant in 1 meter, I think. Nika getting third. I thought that was pretty surprising. Jocelyn from Texas A&M fourth. Bridget O'Neill from Texas fifth. Elna from Minnesota sixth. Camilla from Florida seventh. And Margot getting eighth. But I thought it was neat. Margot tried to do 305 at the end instead of reverse twister. So I like that she's pushing that. But go ahead. What were your takeaways here?
Yeah, you liked it to watch it, but you hated it from a fantasy aspect. Hey, I understand.
Absolutely.
I understand. Aranza, the springboard kind of dominator at this point. She went back to back on 1 meter, and you know, we'll talk about it later. She went back to back on 3 meters. So she's the one in the NCAA that everybody's chasing at this moment. And she's doing the big dives. She's doing them really well. That's probably the biggest differentiator is, you know, anytime she gets a reverse takeoff, whether it's a reverse twister or just a reverse action in any sort of way, she just goes to the moon. I mean, she jumps so high and she rides the board well, and she still has enough quickness to make those big dives happen. And, you know, she's kind of the gold standard right now in the women NCAA meet.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with what you said more. That was pretty spot on. I thought Haley and Nika dove awesome as well. Haley was just Haley, like super consistent. Everything except for her reverse one and a half was sevens or better. I thought her reverse twister, at least from the angle, and it very well could have been the camera angle. I think I texted you about it. Like, the reverse twister is not just from her, from multiple people, just looked a little bit crooked going in, not fully square. But yeah, I thought women's 1 meter final was very fun to watch. And unless you have anything else, we'll just jump straight to 3 meter.
Yeah, let's roll.
All right, women's 3 meter, the prelim. What were your takeaways from the prelim, sir?
Just the steady top divers that are qualifying for international meets seem to be the ones that are rising to the top of this leaderboard, right? You have Bridget O'Neill. She's been in an international competition. You have Aranza, Haley, Sophia McAfee. I'm going to get this name wrong, but Montserrat from LSU. Lizzie Kay kind of balling out, continuing that good run there from the 1 meter. Ann Fowler's up there. Jocelyn Oakley's up there. Darren Wright, Sammy Veer, good to see her diving again. So it's pretty apparent to me that if you're diving in some of those international competitions, whether it's for United States or other countries, like, you're kind of near the top of this NCAA leaderboard pretty regularly.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree. All right. Well, consoles, you had Jocelyn Oakley from Texas A&M, Lauren Helsekla. Definitely got that wrong, but from UCLA getting second there, Caroline Brady from Notre Dame. Third, Holly Waxman from Utah, Darren Wright, Sheehan from Kansas, Sammy Veer, and then Savannah Troub from UCLA. My takeaway from, like, I think this meet overall is what Richard over there at Utah is building. It's pretty good. He's got some good freaking female divers. He has a really good crew to have multiple in the B finals. I think he snuck one in maybe on the A final. I cannot remember that for sure. But he had multiple in the B finals. They were up there in contention for a while. He's building something really good there at Utah. I thought that stuck out to me when it comes to these B finals.
And worth mentioning, Lauren, I think it's Helsekla. She's really started to kind of come across our page more and more. She's diving really well. Another shout out to Holly Waxman and Darren Wright and Sheehan Lai, I believe, from Kansas. Again, just they continue to show, like, they belong exactly where they're at. They're doing big things, and it's fun to watch. There's a lot of depth right now, it appears.
Yeah. Yep. Agreed. And then finals again, Aranza defending her championship with Ann Fowler getting second. I believe she got second last year in this event too. I could be wrong about that. Haley Hernandez in third, Sophia McAfee fourth, Bridget O'Neill fifth, Montserrat from LSU sixth, Kiara from Michigan seventh, and Elizabeth Kay in eighth. I mean, obviously, Aranza winning and getting second, but I think the big takeaway here is Haley Hernandez getting third with two voluntaries in her list. I thought that's pretty significant. And obviously, I think it's clear we're speculating that I would assume there is some type of struggle going on with, what is it, front 3.5 and full out. I would assume there's some type of struggle. That's maybe not fair to assume, but for her not to compete those was probably a little bit of a red flag, I would think. But still, to be able to get third with two vols at the women's Division I NCAA championship is insane.
Yeah, she's phenomenal. I mean, she does her dives technically beautiful, and she puts a rip on almost everything. Mm-hmm. Just to echo maybe some struggles that are going on, the camera was still rolling kind of between prelims and B final. And I saw her get on the board, and she did a full out lead up on 1 meter. So I thought maybe, you know, she was going to throw it into the list for the final there, but when she did go up on 3 meter, I don't know if it was her weight was just a little bit too far forward or just didn't quite catch the board perfectly, but, you know, bailed out and just essentially jumped off. So there's definitely something going on. I don't know if it's with forward hurdle or something, but, you know, it's Haley Hernandez. She's still that girl. I mean, she's a fantastic diver. But yeah.
Yeah. And then Aranza, she's just, you said it, she's the class. Everyone is chasing her down when it comes to springboard diving right now. And she still has another year of eligibility. So good luck. And yeah, I think that's all you can really say. I mean, she is clearly the best springboard diver right now in the NCAA.
Yeah, it's really fun to like see how she scores points. And I sent a text out to a couple of different people, and it's like, typically the women are, you know, beauty and grace, and mm-hmm. the men are more power. And so when you see something that's the opposite of what I would say is kind of the more natural, right? Aranza is power, man. She's got a lot going on. And so when you score points in a different way, it just stands out. And I think that's what Aranza's captured. And I made the comp to Tyler Downs on the men's side. He is not necessarily doing the biggest dives, but he's so beautiful and pretty when he dives that it stands out and it's different. And he's having success on the men's side as well. So just a different way to score points, and just cool that it's working out.
Yeah, that's I like how you explain that. Other takeaway on this for me was I saw one of her Texas teammates, we talked about it in our group chat, said that it was Bridget O'Neill's last dive. So I wonder if she is not going to try for Olympic trials, but I thought that could be a pretty interesting story depending how it goes. And then Sophia McAfee, she dove awesome on 3-meter springboard. She dove awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, and again, I thought that Anne looked awesome in finals. Yeah. She looked really good. But yeah.
Yeah, Drew always seems to find a way to get his team dialed in at the right time. So that was cool. But again, one more shout out to Lizzie K, making that A final for UVA. I think they won the team title on the women's side. So really cool. I think mid-meet, I just texted Heath and said, Lizzie's balling out. Like she's here to stay. So it's cool to see another girl kind of emerge.
Yep. And then our last event was women's tower. And I thought it was quite interesting how it played out. I didn't think it was I thought from the top people in terms of the people that were hitting their dives was obviously impressive. But after that, I mean, they're even looking at the scores, there's a pretty substantial gap when you look there. 10th place, 272, and then 267, and then there's a 10-point gap to 12th. Like, there seemed to be a pretty significant gap. And then I think it's important for us, like, you know, our girl Bailey Cranford didn't have the best meet of her life. That's for sure. She's probably more angry than anybody. But it's freshman year. Like, you actually said it before we got on here, so I'm going to steal your line, is like, Carson Tyler didn't have the best freshman year, and then he won the national title his sophomore year, you know? So I think it's a learning lesson, and she will definitely learn from it and get better from it. And I think we'll see the best is yet to come for her. Any takeaways from prelims for you, sir?
I was a little, it was a little strange to see, Nika finish 17th. I just figured there was no way she'd be out of a B final. I know she's just kind of, she's been the standard at least for
She was in the B final. She got 16th.
Oh, did she make 16th?
Okay, yeah. Aranza got 17th. Yep.
Either way, I definitely expected her to be in the A final, but I think that goes to show that people that are above her on the list are just kind of better. That's just how it goes. That's diving for you. Yep. Yeah, we'll get into it. Let's go to finals.
All right. Here's your B final. If you had any takeaways there.
Let's see. Maggie Buckley.
What I was going to say. LSU. We met her at that clinic. Like, yeah.
That's cool. Like, anytime we can put a face to a name and have seen these people on deck, that's just fun to cheer for and root for. And it looked like she was just all around solid, you know, nothing for eights, but also nothing for four and a halfs or fives. Like, she was just steady the whole time. So it was cool to see that name pop up, and, you know, that's awesome. Way to go.
Yep. And then finals, go ahead and hit it, Rooney.
Vivi, let's go. The Minnesota Golden Gopher gets it done on tower. The first women's tower champion from Minnesota.
Wow.
I think is the first tower champion of either gender from Minnesota. So that was pretty big, pretty cool. Just so happy for her. You know, obviously Big Tens, it was tricky with Skylar in there. And, you know, I kind of saw it as Vivi, like, kind of got stripped of one. I thought the scoring was a little funky on Skylar's last dive at Big Tens. But Vivi gets the win at the one that matters the most. And that's got to feel so good and so cool and so rewarding. So, man, it's fun to see it all come together for her. Second place, Montserrat from LSU. Third place, Jordan Skilkin from Texas. Fourth place, Elsa Prastering from Louisville. Fifth was Darren Wright. Sixth was Macy Vieta. Seventh was Janie Boyle. And eighth was Sophia McAfee. So a lot of Purdue girls in that top eight. We have come to know Purdue as a tower school, a predominantly excellent tower school. I think David Budaya probably has something to do with that and the coaching over there. It was a good final. I didn't get to watch any of this, unfortunately. I was curling at the time, which is lame/cool. The other thing I wanted to mention was Elsa Prastering. We'll get into it a little later again with the fantasy diving, but she kind of got snubbed a little bit from some of our picks, but that girl can dive, man. She's fun to watch. She's very consistent, very steady, and just, you know, I thought she had a chance to even win the whole thing. It looked like maybe she missed front, but it was awesome. She's fantastic.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head with pretty much all that. Like, you want to be one of the top women's tower divers in the U.S., you go to Purdue. Like, it's pretty straightforward. That's what it looks like to me, at least. I mean, you have three in the top eight.
And Minnesota now.
And Minnesota, yeah. But Vivi's an international athlete. I said top American.
There you go.
Which I think
which
still
was
is
Jordan,
like,
Skilkin.
Right, like, at Texas.
On this list.
But it's, like, still, like, if you want to compete with some of those, like, that's where it's at, you know.
Yep. No, I agree.
I didn't think anything. I thought it was awesome for Vivi after kind of some of the drama, and like, I did not get a chance to watch the women's Big Ten meet, but I we did hear from multiple people that there were some unhappy people with the judging in that final round. But like you said, Vivi wins when it matters. Like, that's what mattered.
Yep.
And then, you know, I think I'm trying to think if there's any other takeaways I really have. I don't really think so. So moving on to fantasy diving, or what next?
I thought it was a little interesting that Skylar ended up scratching 3 meter and then
kind of
pulled back her list a little bit on tower as well, doing 301 and one. Did she do 101 as well?
101, 301. Yes, sir.
Yeah. I thought that was interesting. I don't know. Maybe she was sick. Maybe she was not feeling, who knows?
Yeah, I agree. But that same issue happened last year. If you remember, she scratched, I think it was from women's 1 meter last year, though. I'm not sure. I probably will get blasted for not knowing that. But my only, like, hey, if she got sick at the meet, there's nothing you can do about that. Stuff happens. But
yeah,
if I think no one goes in with the intention to scratch, but it does stink a little bit that you can't take an alternate to NCAAs for diving, because it's like, that alternate for women's 3 meter from that zone would have been Lena from Ohio State, who competes internationally. Like, she would have been a legitimate competitor if she's on. So, I mean, in that regard, I think that stinks anytime an opportunity is taken away from an athlete, but we don't know why or any of those reasons. That's pure just us giving our opinion. We have no clue what was going on. But yeah. So do you want to go who our picks were at the beginning of the year and then fantasy or vice versa? So
yeah, let's do the beginning of the year picks first.
So
let's just see how bad we did.
So this is where it's wild, because we didn't factor in Olympic redshirts. So you had Mia on 1 meter, Aranza on 3 meter, and Vivian on tower. So you got 2 out of 3.
Let's go.
I had Aranza on 1 meter, Mia on 3 meter, and then Bailey on tower, which is like nuts. Like, to sit there and be like, between the two of us with our first picks, we got 3 out of 3 if you factor that in. Like,
that's awesome,
which is cool. But I think that's pretty neat that you said it before we got on. What's your takeaway from NCAAs?
Oh yeah, so it's if you didn't pick up on it, if you didn't know from each event, but the champion was an international athlete in each event. Obviously, with Vivi and Aranza, like, my takeaway is that our American divers are just a little bit of a step behind at this moment. And you look at that from a macro sense too, when we do compete internationally, I think that's on par with what we're seeing at that level as well. Now, Sarah Bacon just had a fantastic meet over in Berlin, and I hope she proves what I just said to be completely wrong, but that's just what I'm seeing right now, kind of in the macro sense, is, you know, America in terms of diving isn't quite at that top level, and it's showing in our NCAA meet as well.
Yeah, and then I think what Sarah got third on springboard at Berlin, and then her and Cassidy won,
Yeah.
and then Delaney and Jess won.
Yeah.
Who else? Was there another medalist that I'm forgetting? I don't think so.
Yeah, not that I saw.
But in the synchro events, China was not there competing. China, it
Come
seemed like, set their top.
on.
I'm definitely putting that out there. Like, hey, a gold medal is a gold medal, but China wasn't there competing in that event. So I'm never going to see a gold medal from the world, like from a World Cup. So more power to them. But at the end of the day, it's more opportunities for them to compete. I'm happy we're sending like our top synchro teams on the women's side and potentially the men's side, depending how trials works out, to get more competition like that. I think that's only going to benefit them in the long run. And then with kind of our last piece, just talking about fantasy diving. Go ahead, Rooney.
Yeah, so we've talked about it before and we wanted to bring it to these women's meets. We just have never done it before. So we had a group of guys and we got together. There were six people and basically it's a snake draft. So the way we had it set up was if you get the first pick, you get anyone's dive on the whole board. So I'm going to out you, Heath, because you had the first pick on 1 meter. He picked Aranza's 305 on 1 meter. So from that point, nobody else can take Aranza's 305. You can take a different dive that Aranza does. But yeah, that's just how it goes. And so you fill out a six dive legal list. Most of us doubled up on twisters. I think maybe all of us doubled up on twisters. But as I mentioned earlier, I tried to go really big on my 1 meter list. So I took Sammy Veer's full out. I took Anna Kwong's inward 2.5. And then at the very end, I was deciding between Aranza's 303 and anybody else's 305 essentially. And I did end up going with Aranza's 303 just because I thought it was safer and would score me more points. But it totally like was a strategy that backfired because unfortunately, I don't know what happened on Sammy Veer's full out, but she ended up with 12.8 points. Not trying to throw any shade. I could never even attempt that dive. But it was like, ah, man, shoot, I missed that one. But this fantasy diving thing, man, it's so much fun. We are going to make a change to it going forward though. What we found is, at least this was my strategy, and I think Heath can echo what I was saying. I tried to find like my top, let's say, 10 divers that I think would for sure make a final or have big dives that I was excited about. And then I would look at their list and I would only choose dives from those top 10 people, essentially. So I had, Skylar Liu, I had Camilla, I had Margot, I had Aranza. And so what we found was happening is everybody was doing something similar. So our lists are all incredibly similar. It's just rearranged in different orders. And I kind of like just don't like that. And so what we're going to do going forward is once somebody's name is taken, nobody else can take that person's any dive. So if Heath wants to take Aranza's 305, nobody can take any of Aranza's dives. What I think that will do, and what that will change is it will basically force us to continue to take more divers. And
Yeah.
I think that'll make it a lot more fun, right? With a six dive list, we had six people participating. That means we'll have to take 36 different divers. And when it gets to that, bottom, I don't know, let's say 2 rounds, like things are just going to get interesting. And I think it'll make it a little more fun to watch, especially the prelims. They can end up being long. And this fantasy diving thing is a great way to like pay attention and follow along. And, one of my favorite girls to watch is Lindsay Jeetze. We didn't take a single dive of Lindsay. And I feel bad about that. I'm feeling guilty about that. I want to cheer for somebody who I like so much from the podcast. But it was just like, how do we incorporate more people rather than just the top, let's say, I don't know, 10, 16 divers, whatever. So we're gonna make that change going forward, and it should be for the better. I think it'll make it a little more interesting and a little more fun.
Yeah, I agree. And then I think it's important we did get a little bit of negative feedback because we tend to tag the divers when we make a post to gain more traction and more, like, I don't really know what the word is for social media, but just get more eyes on the social media account. So we are going to make an adjustment to not tag them. So that way athletes are not getting notifications the day of a competition. We are still going to do fantasy diving. Like,
Oh, yeah.
it makes watching a 3-hour event way more enjoyable, way more engaging. I can tell you I've never watched a women's 1 meter event. So excited to watch every single dive that came up. So for me, like, I think it's important. Like, hey, the last thing we want is to have any type of negative impact on an athlete as they prepare for a big meet. We're still going to do it. We just will not tag them. We'll respect that. That was the negative feedback we received. And we're just trying to make adjustments as we go, because we think this is something that the diving community will have a lot of fun with if we can ever figure out a way to scale it and get it out to people a little bit easier than just a spreadsheet. So I think that that's something enjoyable. I mentioned to Aaron, I said, how do we convert this from like a per meet thing to an all season long thing? And I don't know if that's super possible, but
right.
Yeah, yeah, super fun.
A couple other things I wanted to mention specifically with the tower event, because we're going to have to iron out a couple of things that are just difficult, yes, especially if we're not there and we're not seeing it. So, you know, we mentioned Skylar Liu, just kind of simplifying her list a little bit. You know, somebody did take her reverse. Somebody did take her front. I was lucky enough to get a dive that she didn't change. I took her arm stand back triple. So it's one of those things like, okay, if she's changing a lot of lists, or if anybody's changing any dives, how do we adjust? And it's really difficult to act on the fly, because a lot of times we'll do these drafts maybe a day or 2 days beforehand, so that we can just, it takes some time, it takes some effort. You have to be kind of following not only what lists are going on, but you have to be available to draft at your time. There's a lot of moving parts. But the other thing I'll say on the women's tower event, again, I had to double it down, Elsa Prasterink. You are a fantastic diver, and I mentioned my strategy in the top 10, top 14, whatever you want to be. And for whatever reason, totally just didn't draft a dive and should have, because top four, I mean, winning the meet at a really good moment in the meet, I think three dives in, she was the leader. And yeah. So I just wanted to, like, formally out there for the world to know, this is an apology. Elsa's here to stay. University of Louisville doing some big things, you know, huge props to Ryan down there and that whole crew. So keep doing what you're doing. It's not being unrecognized, just kind of a lapse of judgment there as we were in the draft process.
So this episode obviously is coming out tomorrow, Monday, after the women's meet, the week of the men's meet. I'm putting Aaron on the spot. He doesn't know I'm going to say this, but we are going to do an episode where we're going to talk about coaching openings that are officially open, and we're going to go on the record and be like, who do we think could be good fits? and I'm putting Aaron on, like, he has to just go with it now, because I put it out there. That is something a lot of people have said we need to do, because that happens in every sport in America. Once there's a coaching opening, there will be speculation on who may get that job, who we think could be good at that job. And we'll probably get it wrong every single time, but it'll be fun. Another episode for us to add into the mix.
That's our quote unquote media hats that we're putting on.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Yeah. We have to put some speculation, and people will hate it, and people will probably get very angry at us, but that's okay. So, but that's it for me. So good luck to the men this week.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if we have anything else. Do we want to do any kind of right, wrong action?
Right. Like, stuff we got right, stuff we got wrong.
I think stuff we got right is Aranza and Vivi, you know, predictions at the beginning of the season. That's kind of fun to be right once in a while.
Yeah. I think it's easy to see who the top divers are. And then I think it's really fun to see the people we don't expect. You know, how many times did we have Holly Waxman up for diver of the week? Yep. She was up at least 3, 4, 5, 6 times, like so many times throughout the season. And we should, like, honestly, that kind of, to me, keys into the fact that we were picking the right people to nominate for Diver of the Week too. Like, for her to make a B final, I think on one or two events, maybe three, I can't remember. There was another girl from Northern Arizona, McKenna Stalker. Like, she was nominated for a wild card Diver of the Week. And, like, she made NCAAs in Division I from, like, a very small, little known college. That's freaking awesome. So, while there are things that the listeners and the community don't know that we take time to do for Diver of the Week and stuff like that, and people will criticize us for how it's done, it's cool to give those athletes recognition and then see them show up on the biggest stage and get the opportunity to go compete against the top dogs, Aranza, Haley, Bridget, all them, and see where they stack up and how do they get better from here. So I'm excited to see where the women go from here. I think we counted 5 or 6 305s. I want to see how many there are next year. I want to see what are those next big dives. Mia will be back next year after her redshirt year with 405 and 305. So I think it's going to be fun next year as well. With, don't forget about, oh my gosh, Emma. Emma from Miami as well. Yep. Like, they're just going to keep getting better and better. So I'm excited to see the women's meet continue to be pushed by some of these top women.
Yeah, and then obviously the incoming freshmen for next year too. We don't know, you know, I mean, we have a list of who they're going to be, but at the same time, that freshman year is kind of a wild card. Sometimes yes. it works out and it's just fine, and sometimes it's a growing pains year where they're getting into a new system and they're lifting a little bit harder and the you know, balancing school and all that stuff. Sometimes it's an adjustment, so it'll be fun to see that new crop come in and see where they stack up as well.
Yep.
Cool. All right. Well, we are all set for this episode. So if you're out there listening, hit us up on Instagram. We are at The Diving Pod. Our email is thedivingpod@gmail.com. Send us questions, comments, concerns. Also, Cowling Robards, another sponsor. We'd have our online store through them at divingpod.itemorder.com. Just enter DivePod at checkout if you'd like to get anything from the store there. That covers your shipping. So we will see you next time.